Hi, it's me. You wanted to see me? A chat? Of course. Have I done something wrong? I feel like I've been doing pretty well lately, though. The rest of the team seems to think so. Sales are through the roof. I've been meeting my deadlines. I get along with everyone. Yeah, sorry. I'll sit. I apologize. I ramble when I'm nervous. All right, what is it you wanted to talk to me about? So sorry, you think I've been. Have people said that about me? So no one has complained about how I dress. This is just your opinion. No, I know you're my boss and everything, so I should take on board any criticism you give me, but come on. If I might have the chance to defend myself, I dress exactly the same as every other woman in this office. Just because what? You think I'm more attractive than them, my clothing is suddenly less appropriate. Come on, sir. Don't bother pretending. I've seen how you look at me. I'm surprised you haven't said something sooner, actually. Oh, you don't need to remind me. I know you're my boss, my superior, whatever. I'm just saying. I find it funny how my clothes are only less appropriate than those of my fellow co-workers because my tits are nicer, my ass is nicer, my face is nicer. That got you blushing, hmm? I bet you've never had a woman be so bold with you, am I right? Since you're the big boss of this place, I imagine everyone is pretty scared to stand up to you. But I can tell what you really like. You may be taller than me, stronger than me, all scary looking. But deep down, I can tell you're desperate to be put in your place. Am I right? Oh. I don't think I've ever seen you speechless before. I bet that little mind of yours is wandering like crazy, thinking all sorts of filthy things about me. I bet it would be even more difficult for you if I just undo my top couple of buttons, Gosh, I didn't think you could blush anymore. Does the sight of just a little of my cleavage get you going? Jesus, I didn't think a man of your status would be fumbling over his words as soon as he sees a woman's tits. You're pathetic, actually. Oh, don't even try that with me. You don't get to tell me how inappropriately I'm acting when you can't even look me in the eye. You're a grown man blushing like a schoolboy at the sight of my tits. You can't act like you don't want this. Now, you're gonna kneel down. I'm gonna sit in your chair, and I will show you who's really in charge here. Got it? Good boy. You agreed to that quickly, didn't you? You do look good on your knees. I want your clothes off, though. I don't care if someone might walk in. It might just make this even better. It'll be the talk of the office. The big, scary-looking CEO on his knees, naked and desperate for a woman half his size. So, strip. Good. Your underwear, too. Don't be shy. Perfect. You look so good like this, honey. God. Your cock looks like it's aching to be touched. Such a shame you haven't earned any pleasure yet. There is one way you could earn it, though. Don't look so nervous. All I want for you is to make me feel good. And then, maybe I'll touch you as a reward. Just maybe. I'll just slide my panties down. I bet you're glad I wear skirts to the office now. I wouldn't be surprised if you've been eyeing me up whenever I bend over to pick something up. Am I right? And yet, you're so easy to read. Now, I want to hear you beg to eat my pussy. You heard me? Beg. I think you can do better than that. What if I spread my legs for you? Will that make you beg properly? That's better. Good boy. Go on now, honey. Eat me out. Fuck, you're ego, aren't you, baby? You spend all day being the boss, telling everyone what to do. You just want to be told what to do every now and then, don't you? Imagine what everyone would say if they knew what you were doing. If they knew were acting like a complete slut for a woman working in your office. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so good, baby. Oh, I see your hand moving to your cock. You don't get to touch yourself until you've made me come. Got it? Oh, good. Good. Oh, let me just grab a handful of your hair. Oh, was that a little moan I heard? You're like having a hair flayed with them. What if I give it a little tug? Oh, you're so fucking pathetic. Oh, and so good for me. That's it. Keep going. I'm getting close. Oh, make me come. Oh, make me come, and then I might even touch you. Don't act all shy now. You can't make me come like that and then act like you're all flustered. I can tell you weren't just doing that because I told you to. You're so eager, like you were just desperate to taste more of me. Hop up on the desk, baby. Good boy, you're learning. Your cock is so hot, sweetheart. I bet you're practically throbbing, hmm? Would it be absolute torture if I just refused to touch you? If I sent you out there with a tent in your pants for everyone to see? Maybe it would be even worse if I only very gently touched you. Just like this. Just grazing my fingertips up and down your cock. Just barely touching you. Ah, no, no, baby. Stop moving your hips. You're only gonna get to come when I say so. Okay. Good boy. Now I'm gonna wrap my hand around your cock, and we're gonna go at my pace, okay? I don't want you coming too soon. I'm just gonna stroke slowly for now. Does that feel good, honey? Having my hands on you. But you've been thinking about this and I started working for you, right? Having me put you in your place. Ah, that's it. Moan for me. What if I stroke faster, sweetheart? Just like this? Oh, I could use my thumb over your tip. Make you squirm. Good darling. You sound so fucking cute. It's fun to see such a big, tough, intimidating-looking man fucking crumble at the smallest touches. I bet you're desperate to come, aren't you? But you wanna spill your load all over my hand, don't you, darling? You're gonna have to wait, though. You don't get to come yet. Maybe, just maybe, I won't let you come at all. Oh, sweetheart. You looked so scared when I said that. That would be absolute torture for you. Having a woman with complete control over you, teasing you, getting you so close to the edge, and then stopping. I am tempted to stop now, honey. Just to see the look on your face when you have to put your clothes back on and walk out into the office and face everyone. Your cheeks are flushed, your hair's a mess, you're sweating. People would know. They definitely know. Well, when you beg like that, how could I say no? I'm gonna keep stroking this pretty cock of yours, tease your balls, make you look me in the eye as you come for me, okay? You're getting close. Go on, darling. Come for me. Come. Now. Oh, yeah. Oh. Good boy. Good boy. That's it, sweetheart. Fuck. There's so much. You are desperate. Oh, gosh, you're such a good boy for me. Such a good boy, baby. So good. So good. Did it feel good to submit for once, darling? Good. Maybe if you're very lucky, we can do this again sometime. I take. This means you're okay with how I dress at work.